The United Nations has said it's worried about the well-being of Palestinians held in Israeli jails. Six Palestinian prisoners have been on hunger strike for months in protest at their detention without trial. The UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay has said Palestinian detainees must face trial or be freed immediately. An international human rights group has accused Canadian police of abusing Aboriginal women in northern regions. Human Rights Watch said Aboriginal women have reported excessive use of force, strip searches, as well as physical and sexual abuse by male officers. It said the abuses have left Indigenous women in a state of constant state of insecurity. The Syrian Foreign Ministry has said Damascus welcomes dialogue with the opposition on Syrian soil. It said it welcomed the talks as long as they are based on political reforms outlined by President Bashar al-Assad. The ministry has also welcomed Russia's invitation for the Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim to visit Moscow later this month. Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have clashed with protesters as they took to the streets in several cities to mark the second anniversary of their popular uprising. Anti-government protesters condemned the regime's brutal suppression of demonstrators and called for overall reforms. Pakistani tribesmen have staged a sit-in in the capital, Islamabad, to condemn U.S. assassination drone strikes. The protesters demanded an immediate end to the CIA-led drone campaign in areas bordering Afghanistan. Thousands of people, mostly civilians, have been killed in such attacks since 2004. A technical delegation from the International Atomic Energy Agency has concluded a fresh round of talks with Iran on its nuclear energy program. Both sides agreed on some points of a structured framework for cooperation. The head of the Iranian negotiating team said remaining differences will be discussed at the next session. EU agriculture ministers have held emergency talks in Brussels on how to tackle the horse meat scandal. They promised that DNA tests will be carried out across the EU on beef products to see if they contained horse meat. The measure follows the discovery that meat sold in up to 16 European countries labeled as beef contained horse meat. Greek municipal and healthcare workers are angry at planned wage cuts and the lack of funding that threatens social benefits and thousands of jobs. The workers have staged a protest in the capital, Athens, against cuts to some fundamental social benefits like home care for the elderly and the disabled.